This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
This is tape two of the Sunday morning service of March the 26th, 1989. Passover weekend, camp meeting at Lake Hamilton Rival Campground. Rod Johnson is the speaker of the morning.
And glory be to God in a high realm of the heavenlies. And Satan doesn't want that. So he recognizes that he's not going to destroy us with fear. So he comes along and he says, is that really of God? And he causes us to have doubt. And the presence of Jesus was there. We must call out to the presence of God at the time of doubt. And we must say, Lord, minister to us. And we must start praying in the Spirit. You see, it gets a little tougher as this battle goes on in our faith experience. And now it's time to ask for the glory of the Lord to be present there. And ask God, Lord, minister in some way to me that I know that you are real to me in this moment. He has never failed to do that to me yet in 18, 19, 20 years of serving him. Now, it doesn't happen like this always. But it always happens, never too early and never too late, but right on time. He always ministers in the nick of time. Okay. The number three thing we'll look at is in Matthew chapter 16. God, let us carry this with us. Hallelujah. In verses 1 through 8, we'll just look at verse 6 through 8, I guess. I don't know. Then said Jesus unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They reasoned amongst themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought not bread? Don't you remember the loaves of the 5,000, how many baskets ye took up, and the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? You know, there comes a time when our faith, and God has moved amongst us, and our faith has grown this time. And we're going to be placed into positions now where our faith will be strengthened. And we're going to have the privilege of using the knowledge that God has given us in this meeting. And where our faith has been fed life. And where our spirits are growing. Hallelujah. And our paths are going to cross opportunities where we can be used by God now. Hallelujah. But you're going to come into a situation and suddenly fear and doubt are going to set in. And I'm going to say, well, he did it once, but I wonder if he's going to do it again. Oh, how am I going to handle this situation? I remember standing in the prayer line praying for people in the good old days of traveling the circuit of full gospel in Wisconsin and praying for healing with one eye shut and one eye open. God heal. And I want to make sure he did. But you see, that's little faith. We need to walk on the experience knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt. God is going to train us in his army now to walk on this faith that we have, that it will grow from little faith into great faith. Let's look at Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Thank you, Lord. This is the woman that was healed, isn't it? Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole. This woman, you read that story. I don't want to take time to it, but to read it this morning because it's away from the subject. But I want you to see that there is a great faith. And glory be to God in a high realm of the heavenlies. And Satan doesn't want that. So he recognizes that he's not going to destroy us with fear. So he comes along and he says, is that really of God? And he causes us to have doubt. And the presence of Jesus was there. We must call out to the presence of God at the time of doubt. And we must say, Lord, minister to us. And we must start praying in the Spirit. You see, it gets a little tougher as this battle goes on in our faith experience. And now it's time to ask for the glory of the Lord to be present there. And ask God, Lord, minister in some way to me that I know that you are real to me in this moment. He has never failed to do that to me yet. In 18, 19, 20 years of serving him. Now, it doesn't happen like this always. But it always happens, never too early and never too late, but right on time. He always ministers in the nick of time. Okay. The number three thing we'll look at is in Matthew chapter 16. God, let us carry this with us. Hallelujah. In verses 1 through 8, we'll just look at verse 6 through 8, I guess. I don't know. Then said Jesus unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They reasoned amongst themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought not bread? Don't you remember the loaves of the 5,000, how many baskets ye took up? And the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? You know, there comes a time when our faith, and God has moved amongst us, and our faith has grown this time. And we're going to be placed into positions now where our faith will be strengthened. And we're going to have the privilege of using the knowledge that God has given us in this meeting. And where our faith has been fed life, and where our spirits are growing, hallelujah. And our paths are going to cross opportunities where we can be used by God now, hallelujah. But you're going to come into a situation and suddenly fear and doubt are going to set in, and I'm going to say, well, he did it once, but I wonder if he's going to do it again. Oh, how am I going to handle this situation? I remember standing in the prayer line praying for people in the good old days of traveling the circuit of full gospel in Wisconsin and praying for healing with one eye shut and one eye open. God heal. And I want to make sure he did. But you see, that's little faith. We need to walk on the experience knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt. God is going to train us in his army now to walk on this faith that we have, that it will grow from little faith into great faith. Let's look at Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Thank you, Lord. This is the woman that was healed, isn't it? Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole. This woman, you read that story. I don't want to take time to it, but to read it this morning because it's away from the subject. But I want you to see that there is a great faith. And it comes in spite of obstacles. It comes in spite of circumstances. It comes from knowing that there's a promise in the Word of God and then acting on that promise. Now, many of you have been delivered. You came. Many of you have been set free, and you will be set free yet this morning. And many of you, some of you gave your heart with a new commitment unto God our Father. And you're going to go out with great faith that I am going to walk the walk of purification and justification. And I'm going to walk out my salvation now with a new determination. And it's going to require a faith walk of great faith. It did happen where you cannot rely on circumstances surrounding you, conditions surrounding you, but you're going to go forth based on, I have said it, it is done, and I will go forth. And God will honor that great faith. Hallelujah. Okay, the last number of faith that we'll look at is in Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Oh, and this is the fig tree that was dried up from the roots. And in verse 21, Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered, saith unto him, answering, saith unto him, them. Now that word in should be of. Have the faith of God. Have not only faith in God, but have the faith of God. And God spoke things into being. God created you and I, but he spoke this world into being. He spoke his creation into being. God has given you and I creative power faith. And I'm not talking about new age, I will faith. But I'm talking about the command of God, creative power faith, whereby we may speak the words of victory, and the forces of victory will go forth and defeat the enemy. That's why we've got to be careful. Let me caution you. Do not speak negative words, and do not speak forth negative spiritual things. For you send forth evil spirit natures that go out, and they're sent as a force to create life that destroys. Don't call your children parents by evil names. Don't call them brats. They're beautiful kids, and so on and so forth. And don't call your mates evil names. And don't talk about others, because you're sending forth evil forces and you're causing turmoil on that end. But let me tell you something else. They'll reject it, and it will come back to you, and it will come back in such a way that it'll put you in a trial. Oh, could I relate stories about this? Amen. Oh, carefully weigh your words. We have creative power faith. Hallelujah. When it's used under the power of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. That Now look at Luke 17:50. Hallelujah. Is there a Luke 17:50? Oh, I wrote it down wrong. There is a scripture, and the disciples are crying out, and they're saying, Lord, increase our faith. I will not take time to search it. Is it 5:17:5? Thank you. Praise the Lord. And the apostles said, yes, that's right. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. Increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey. When your faith becomes in danger of weakening, recognize it and cry out to God and say, God, I need a swelling of my faith. Increase my faith. When we're walking through a time where we need a touch of God's healing hand, where we need deliverance, where we need the supernatural power of God, God is the only one that can activate that power. So we need to trust. It's so simple. We need to trust in God. The only way we can trust in God is by Him, through His grace, giving us the ability to trust in Him. So let's cry out and say, increase my ability to trust in You, God, that this would be accomplished in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is a very simple thing if we can get it through our... Okay. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. Our faith is strong. Hallelujah. Satan, get thee behind me. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. I want to share with you a little bit about deliverance from curses from the victory side. I want you to carry this banner with you as you go home. I want you to, oh, please, just take these and paste them all over your house. Paste them on your refrigerator. Paste them in your bedroom. Put them on your mirror where you shave and where you brush your teeth. And just constantly put these victory scriptures before you that you might know that you have the victory in Christ. Not as a new age of brainwashing, but to know the power of God and let it create life within you and work life within us. Amen. Verses 6 to 8. The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you, take your journey, go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, in the vale, in the south, by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers Abraham and Isaac and Jacob to give unto them and to their seed after them. God has given us a command, and He said, now is the time to go in and possess the land. We are of that seed because we are born again. We are God's seed through Abraham. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. And Peter tells us that we are born again of an uncorruptible seed, for incorruptible. That Satan cannot destroy that seed, but it's going to grow. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I want you to know that now is the time to go to war. That's what God is saying. Now, let's get a good definition of what God was looking at as someone to go to warfare. Look at me, with me, to Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 to 9. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us. Joshua 14, 6 to 9. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, and said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord God said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. This was Caleb, and Caleb was sent to scout out the promised land. One of them, wasn't he? And he looked into that, hallelujah, hallelujah, and he looked into that promised land and he saw giants. Now I want you to understand something. Curses are coming from disobedience that we've either willfully or unwillfully done or inherited. But then there is deliverance, and deliverance also comes when you cross over Jordan. We'll look at it. But the land where the Ites lived, and the Ites that live in that land, the Ites live in our land, and they are things that are an abomination unto God that need to be driven out. And Caleb was one that was sent to scout out the land. And he saw the land and he saw all the Ites. And he came back and he said, I have a heart and I know that my God is able to deliver us from those Ites because our God sent us. He was able to deliver us from Egypt. But the other 10, Joshua and Caleb, were the only two that believed that deliverance could be a reality. The other 10, they went back and they said, deliverance is not of God. That's an Old Testament thing. We'd be better off going back to Egypt. Let's go back to our old way of doing things. I was comfortable in that. You see, there was doubters then. An overcomer is one that recognized that God is going forward. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Deuteronomy. I tell you what, I want to look at verse 5, that last sentence, and I want that to be life to us, please. Verse 5 of verse 14. Can we say that together? Starting with but. That's a good but, not a bad one. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. Let's say it again. But I wholly followed the Lord thy God. I want to wholly follow the Lord my God. I want to do that. Do you? That's what God is requiring in His army. That's what He's saying to us. He's saying, I will lead you. I will lead you into this battle and I'll fight the battle for you. All I'm asking of you is to trust me. Have faith in me. Follow me, and we'll drive out those Ites that are in your land. We'll deliver them out of your land. Glory be to God. And we'll give you strength to keep them out. And I'll teach you how, he says. Oh, praise be to God. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 20. Praise you, Lord. Verses 5 and on. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, what man is there that hath built a new house and hath not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicate it. What man is he that hath planted a vineyard and hath not yet eaten of it? Let him also go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. What man is there that hath betrothed a wife and hath not taken her? Let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her. And the officer shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his. And it shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. God is looking for a people who have hearts that are delivered from fear, who are not faint. He is looking for a strong people who are obedient to the Lord to be a leader, to be an overcomer, to be the ones to lead others into the promised land. You see, God said they were going to be the captains. They're going to be the first fruits company. Hallelujah. They were going to be the forerunners, the ones that went over and came back. They were translated and come back and forth. They're going to be the ones, oh God, forgive me. Anyhow, they're going to be the ones that take you into that promised land and then go back and minister to those others that have rejected it at one time. And we're going to minister victory to them. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Look at Exodus chapter 23. Hallelujah. While we're looking, let me say that the greatest wrestling match we have with these scriptures is there are so many that repeat what we're sharing this morning. It's choosing which one, God, do you want? The Old Testament in this area is saturated with these scriptures, but we need to let them be life to us. Hallelujah. Okay. Verses 25 to 33 of 23 Exodus. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless thy bread and thy water. I will take away sickness away from the midst of thee. Okay, God's speaking to His army now. This is His army that has said, I will follow you. I will go with you. We've made a commitment by faith. You and I have made a commitment by faith. We're going to go on. In return, God is saying, I am going to take care of you now. And he says, there shall nothing cast her young'un nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days will I fulfill. I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. I will make all thine enemies turn their backs into thee. And another time of ministering will show how when the Israelites' very presence became known, the enemy would be so filled with fear, they didn't know if they were going to attack them or not, but they would tie up the city and lock the gates, and they would live inside that city with trembling fear because they knew the power of God was with the Israelites as they went to battle. That's what the enemy sees in you. He sees the power of God in you, and he's afraid of you. So the demons have to flee. The evil spirits have to flee. Sin has to flee as we throw the power of God against it. Hallelujah! Oh, let that be life to you. Satan is afraid of you. The only time that he can stand against you is accuse you, and if you receive his accusations. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! This is a promise from God. It's not me. Ooh. Oh, thank you, Lord. Look at this. Oh. He says that he'll make all thine enemies, 27, turn their backs into thee. Oh, I'm never going to make it. I'll send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, the Hittite from before thee. Now look at something interesting. Progressive deliverance. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. By little and little, I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. Hallelujah. Well, we could go on and on there. I want to very quickly bring us down to an end of this portion of it and then wrap it up. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7. These are basic deliverance scriptures, I'm sure. I pray that they're feeding life to you this morning. Negativism is something that we're going to have to fight. Satan will use the negative attitude to cause us to look upon this thing from the dark side continuously. We need scripture strength to fight the dark side. This exposes the darkness and drives it away. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 7:7-8. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. That's interesting. That's more ministering to the body of Christ than anything else. But a sign of success when God places you is he's probably not going to place you in a church where there's 500 people. Not that that's a sign of not success, but in the eyes of man, that's the way success is measured. God's success is great and mighty works through him by a very few number. So he'll probably place you in a small fellowship where the power of God can be used to deal with you. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 8. But because the Lord loved you, because he would keep the oath which he sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, redeemed you out of the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh and the king of Egypt. There are only two reasons why you and I can get deliverance. It's because the Father loves us. Hallelujah. He ministered to us his love in such a precious way yesterday. You see how much he loves us. We didn't have to do anything, but all of a sudden he started delivering us. Hallelujah. He loved us, and he loved us so much because he promised us then. God is not a God that he can lie, but he has promised that we will have the victory as long as we are obedient. That is a promise of God. Satan, get thee hence. God said, I shall have the victory. Amen. Praise be to the Lord. Look at verse 16 to 19. A promise from the Lord. These are the blessings area. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. The Lord is going to place us so that we're aware of the enemy coming forth. And the Lord promises that we will consume the enemy. In other words, the enemy will be destroyed in our presence. Then ye shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. Now look at this. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, How can I dispossess them? Doesn't that sound like you and I? Oh, this trial I'm in, it's bigger than me. This sin thing that I'm fighting, I'm just never going to get the battle over this thing. These demon forces, I know I need deliverance, but I don't seem, I keep coming for deliverance, and it's not coming through, and I get so discouraged. Okay, God says in verse 18, thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. God says, go back to your first love and remember the day I delivered you out of the depths of damnation, and I saved your soul, and minister unto me and renew and refresh with that first love. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last scripture we'll choose is Deuteronomy 12:5. But unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even to his habitations, shall ye seek, and thither shalt thou come. Now drop down to verses 9 and 10. For ye are not as yet come to the rest, and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. But when ye go over Jordan, and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, when he giveth you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell safely, then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there, and so on. The Lord is leading us in deliverance across the river Jordan, the place of the spreading of God's judgment. You see, when we cross the Jordan River, it's after we've come out of Egypt, it's after we've been saved, and it's when we've been walking in the wilderness and we've become aware of all of these things that are wrong in us in the wilderness. And we come up now to the Jordan River, and it's flowing, and it means the spreading of the judgment of God. That means that God is going to deal righteously with us and cause us to go through the river on dry ground, and he's going to minister his righteousness to us so that we deal with those things that are wrong and not right with God, so that we issue judgment against them and pronounce sentence on them, so that when we come up on the other side of the land, we can drive that enemy out. But we can't drive the enemy out of the land until we learn to hate the enemy and recognize the enemy. So once we come up out of the water or out of the dry land onto the land, then we can face the enemy and drive him out of our own land. Hallelujah. And that the enemy will be driven out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Glenn, I'm... Oh, Lord. We didn't scratch the surface. And I just feel a release from the Holy Spirit, not because of the time, but the Lord willing, another time we'll be together. I don't know, that's up to him. But I want you to know that there are specific guidelines in the Word of God for deliverance from drugs and alcohol. There are specific guidelines in the Word of God for deliverance from poverty, for peace in the marriage, for peace in your heart. God has shown battle plans in the Old Testament where all of these ites get driven out of that land. And that land is yours. Receive it by faith. Receive these words of victory this morning by faith. It's been grand to stand knowing that God has paid the price, and you and I can go on into victory, and we don't need to receive from the accused. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. 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 Do you want to pray? Before we close, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, hallelujah. There's a man that I have a word for if he's here. His wife I talked to last night. They're from, they're dogs. They raise dogs. Have they gone? Well, I'll talk to them later if they're here. That's okay. Hallelujah. In the nursery, I'd like to... Okay. Well, every head is bowed and eyes closed again. Are there anybody or is there someone or more than one here that have really not made that determined conviction statement to God? I surrender to you. At all cost, I am willing to serve you. I want to renew my commitment to you, or I want to make a new commitment. I've never made one. Would you quickly raise your hand and say, that's where I'm at. Morning, I want to surrender my life. to the will, the way, and the leading of Jesus. Are you here this morning? Huh? Praise be to God. How many are here this morning and you've kind of wavered along the way and you've let doubt creep in? You've started to waver a little bit and let the accuser tell you you aren't worthy of the victory and going into the promised land. And you need, hallelujah, yes. Oh, just raise your hand. I'll be with you in a moment, okay? And we need strengthening of our faith. Just if you need that, let's raise your hands again so we can let the Lord see. Hallelujah, yes. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray out loud with me, would you? Father, I need my faith to swell. Forgive me of the sin of no faith or little faith, of doubting faith. I want God-like faith. Please cause it to swell within me. Help me to march in this army of warfare, knowing the victory is mine, knowing that you will give me the victory. Cause my faith to swell and minister to it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, I have a word for you. If you want to, if you don't mind, I guess I can walk back. I never thought. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to thee, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord has shown me that you're one that is as a coal miner, and you have on a helmet, and you've got a flashlight on the helmet, and you're going down into the depths of the earth, and it's dark, black, and dirty down there, and the only thing that is allowing you to see anything around you is this small light that's shining from your forehead. And you're surrounded by ugly, dirty things, and you know that there's a light, and if this light would burn out, you know that you'd be lost down there and you'd even go to death. And so you have fear and trembling inside that this light would go out. And yet you see the cart that goes to the top, and you have fear that maybe the motor won't work to bring it to the top. You have kind of all kinds of fear and stress from within and concern that you're not going to make it out, and yet you want to be in that hole and work and let the light shine and do the things you're supposed to do, but you feel like you're going to be consumed, and it's almost like a many-tentacled serpent is trying to consume you down in that hole. And the Lord would say the evil one is trying to make you believe that you can be consumed and that your light that was litten by his Spirit would go out. But the Lord would say unto thee, it shall not go out, for you are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you are delivered from the power of Satan. And the Lord would say that he shall cause that light to shine even brighter in the dark place. He shall cause the light to expose. And as it doth expose, you shall see things as it were cobwebs and spiders crawling around, and things from the supernatural realm that are evil. And the Lord will cause you to even to see these things, and you'll not have fear, but you'll recognize that they are things that came into you at a time when your mind was not consumed by the presence of God, but they were, that your mind was open to the evil one. And God will give you the authority by that light that shines upon your head, and you will quote his word, and he'll give you his word to quote, and those black ugly things will flee from the light, and they will leave you, and you'll be set free. In the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance unto this man. Oh, from the demon of drugs, from the demon of alcohol, from those demons and evil spirits that come out of him now. In Jesus' name, loose him, loose him. In Jesus' name, you foul spirit of drugs. Hold on, hold on. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I pray that you would minister words of faith to this brother, that you would minister to him, that he would have a great zeal to study your word. Lord, give him the ability to read your word. Do you have problems with reading? No, you don't. Okay. Father, give him the ability to understand your word. Give him the ability to see your word as light. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, as we close, it's been so good to be with you. Bless these people abundantly, Lord. God, make the fires roar. Lord, bless the cooks that prepared the food. Bless the food, we pray. Give everybody a safe journey. And finally, God, may your richest blessings be upon Glenn and Irma. Lord, give them good health. God, send them workers in. Just bless them abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And they have a problem they've got to face when they get back home, and many more of you may have similar problems of different nature. We're going to use them to stand here. To stand here, and we're going to pray for them and pray for all of you in whatever situation that exists back home that you have to go meet. And I hope none of you have, but if you do, we're going to take authority over it in Jesus' name. Father, we take authority and dominion over this situation in the name of the Lord Jesus, and every situation that will be found by when people return home that they have to face. And we ask for the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to wash these areas. And then we ask for the angel of the Lord to come and to stand with them. And Father, we speak the word into existence that will bring these things to naught. And we thank you for it, Father. And we praise you for it. Father, we thank you for your protection and care over these as they travel. And may the love of the Lord Jesus shine forth through them as we're absent one from another, Lord, until we meet again. And we thank you for it. We thank you for your presence that's been here with us and is with us. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for your protection and care. Thank you for the blessing that's on the food. And Father, I praise you for it. Now watch over and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.